There's quiet competition amongst the states and territories about who has the best health system. Victoria has assumed that its way of doing business is best, and that view was reinforced when the process of national hospital reform under Kevin Rudd largely adopted the Victorian system. That involves devolution of power to boards and hospitals and a way of funding services which is based on the services that they actually provide rather than lump sums. A review of the Victorian health system has just been released by the prestigious King's Fund in London. Norman Swan joins us now to talk about the findings. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
Well, what was the findings? Is it the best?
Well, it's above average in most performances. But let's just talk about the Victorian system.
Okay, what does it do? What's different about it?
So what's different about it? Well, it's not that much different about it now, but what was different about it before we went through this period of reform was that they had done what a lot of other states had got rid of. They had kept their boards and they'd kept local governance of their health system. So the Royal Melbourne Hospital
has hospital boards.
Hospital boards, you know, St Vincent's has theirs. You go out to Bright and Geelong and so on, they all have their own boards. So they kept their boards. And a lot of other states got rid of them because they felt they couldn't control the system when you devolved power to the system. The second thing that the Victorian system's done for a long, long time is what's called case mix funding, which is what you refer to, which is you pay for bits of services which are kind of ordered by the state. So the state government says, we're going to buy 1,000 hip replacements here and there, and here's the price we're going to pay for them. And no, just because you're the Royal Melbourne, we're not going to give you a big lump sum. There, you're going to get paid for what you do rather than what you think you deserve. And the other thing that they brought in was performance management, which is in most states, when the boards went, when they lost control of the board, with the situation with budgets were spinning out of control, they sacked the board. So you had multiple sackings of boards all over the place. And that's what Victoria used to do as well. And what they instituted was performance management. So they kind of get red lights going. So there's a warning sign and they pick up warning signs early and they come in and they performance manage the situation. And so what there's been in the Victorian system is quite a lot of stability.
Well, stability brings experience, I guess. Is this what the King's Fund found when it looked at it, compared it to other states?
So they found stability. They found that on most of the important... Well, the first thing they also found was... The other thing they found was that there's a lack of transparency in the entire Australian system. If you're actually trying to find out what's happening in Australian hospitals, it's pretty hard to find out. Even though this was paid for by the Victorian government, pretty hard to find out the data that makes a difference. In other countries, it's much easier.
Gee, I don't think there'd be a former Prime Minister in this country who'd be surprised to hear that.
Yes, they'd fall off their chair or their three-legged chair. So they found that in hospital infections, basically, almost by any measure, Victoria was above average. But what Victoria was superior at above every other state was cost. So they are actually the benchmark in Australia for low-cost care. And what this study showed was that, in fact, it's not at the expense of quality. People aren't falling over there. I mean, the recent Bacchus Marsh Melton Hospital scandal where 7 babies died, avoidable deaths, and there they did sack the board, could happen, you know, in theory can happen anywhere.
It was not about cost cutting.
It very rarely is about cost cutting. But what they showed was that the way of Victorians doing business does it at far less cost, significantly less cost than other jurisdictions, and they get roughly the same results.
Okay. There is room for improvement, though, even in Victoria.
There is, obviously. One issue there is that Victoria has 85 boards.
85 boards? 85. It's only a small state.
You know, New South Wales, which is the biggest state, has 15.
Ah.
So the question is, are there hordes of boards? Should they amalgamate? And, you know, when you say that to people in the Victorian government, they go pale because each one would be a battle that they'd rather not take on. So, but there are all sorts of other things about micromanagement and so on. You can always do better, but you know, the story here is that managing costs aggressively, which is what they've done in Victoria, does not necessarily result in poor quality.
Yeah, sure. But I think the take-home message is 85 hospital networks in Victoria. That's a lot of bureaucracy for a small state.
Thanks very much, Norman.
Norman Swan, Dr. Norman Swan, of course, and you'll hear more from him on this and other issues on the Health Report here on RN this afternoon at 5:30.